Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I am thrilled to be here with you on a Thursday night. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our producer, super producer, and host, Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And tonight is a night of scheduling. Yeah, it's the NFL. They launched their schedule tonight, and we're going to talk about it. Why not? It's about scheduling. If you are the Phoenix Suns, if you are the Boston Celtics, can you schedule yourself a Game 7? One of the teams already did so, the Boston Celtics. They won in Philadelphia 95-86. We're going to talk about how Jason Tatum went from trash to gold in one game. And speaking of trash right now, I don't know if the Phoenix Suns are going to be able to turn things around right now. I think they've shot all their bullets. I think they're empty. It's the second quarter. Durant has 4 points. He's 1 of 8. Booker has 5 points. He's 2 of 8. And Denver is leading the Suns right now, 54-36. It's about 7 minutes left in the first half of the game. Jokic, he's not tired. 14 points, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds. And I just told you about the poor performances up until now from Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. Durant with 4 points, Booker with 5. Cameron Payne leading the way with 16 for the Suns. And nobody else has showed up. And so there you have it. Maybe the Phoenix Suns can have a turnaround similar to what we got earlier this evening from Jason Tatum. I told you, the Boston Celtics beat the Sixers 95-76. The story of the game is Tatum. Let me tell you something. In the first half of the game, he had 1 point. Let me say that again. The guy who finished fourth in MVP voting, one of the most dynamic players that's in the NBA right now, had 1 point in the first half. He was 0 of 10 from the field. That means, and you know what it means, I'm just exaggerating now because it's crazy. He missed every single shot that he took, and he took 10 of them. By the time we got into the fourth quarter, Tatum only had 3 points. And then Tatum decided to wake up and just erupt. He started knocking down threes like it's nobody's business. Jason Tatum hit 4 threes in the fourth quarter. He scored 16 of his 19 points in the fourth quarter. I want you to take a listen to three numero uno.
Brogdon sets a screen. Niang fights through it. Jalen, dangerous pass, but it gets to Brogdon. Bounce pass, Tatum in the corner. Tatum, pull up, three. Got it! And Jason Tatum is on the board from distance, and the Celtics somehow have the lead.
Yeah, that's one. Let's go to two.
Tatum moving slowly to the right. Shot clock at 8. Tatum makes his move. Right-hand dribble. Maxey stays in front of him. So Tatum steps back into a 3, and he drills another one. And the Sixer fans put their hands on their heads as their worst nightmare is beginning to unfold. Timeout Doc Rivers as Jason Tatum, just in the nick of time with the Celtics gasping for air, has dragged them back to the surface with a pair of threes that has given Boston the lead.
Yeah, the Celtics radio network is having a good time with this one. That was his second three in the fourth quarter. This is the third.
12 on the shot clock. Smart. Right hand dribble. Floats it to Tatum. He's got a look. Left side three. No. Got it!
Man, these big boys is stepping in their track right now.
The Celtics have an 8-point lead. Jason Tatum, at the very last second, has arrived at the party.
I don't know what that other guy's talking about. But anyway, let's cue up DJ Khaled. Another one. This is his fourth three in the fourth quarter. Jason Tatum.
Tatum switches to the left hand. Now Embiid in front of him. The MVP. Tatum steps back away from him. Missed the three. But Al Horford flies in for the offensive rebound. And the Celtics get a new 14. Brogdon moves it into the corner to Marcus Smart. The boos rain down as Jason Tatum steps back into a three that will end the night and send the Celtics and this series back to Boston for a seventh and deciding game.
Somebody's going to get my tickets on Sunday.
Hey, Shep, what is he drinking coffee before the games? What was he doing?
If you're a finals MVP, you can drink whatever and however much you want during or before or after said game.
Who's calling the who's the combination calling the game?
So that's Sean Grande. And then the analyst is Sed Maxwell.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So what is maybe it's too many concussions and fights? I think that's what the deal might be there.
No, that's his. He's a very jovial, gregarious personality. Like that's what he's known for.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
No one ever does. I mean, do we know what Walt Frazier's talking about when he broadcasts games?
Swishing and dishing. The answer is yes.
Okay.
Passing the ball. Yes. Anyway, you know what? Let's have some more fun. Let's just play the final call.
The Celtics will now dribble across half court. They rose from the ashes in Milwaukee a year ago. They did it again 2 weeks later in Game 7 in Miami. And tonight, with the NBA world having written them off, Jason Tatum, in the nick of time, arrives to knock down shot after shot after shot. And the 22-year wait for the Philadelphia 76ers to get back to the conference finals will have to wait at least 72 more hours. The Boston Celtics have done it again. They come from behind in the fourth quarter, and they force a Game 7.
It's going to be fun on Sunday. Jason Tatum, after the game, he was asked on ESPN by Cassidy Hubbard, "Hey, you sucked for the first three quarters. How did you turn things around?" And I love Tatum's answer. He's like, "Listen, I'm damn good at what I do. Listen.
I'm one of the best basketball players in the world. You know, go through struggles, go through slumps. It's a long game. And, you know, thankful I got some great teammates that held it down. Brogdon, JB, Smart, Al. And they all trust me, right? They tell me keep taking great looks. It's going to fall. Keep impacting the game in other ways. And all that mattered was we won this game. Right, give ourselves another chance, come back home, you know, for Game 7.
And we saw your teammates, Al Horford, talking to guys in the huddle, Marcus Smart throughout this game. Can you just describe the resiliency of this group, specifically in that fourth quarter?
Yeah, they made a great run. And, you know, we just talked about it in the fourth quarter. It's 12 minutes. Our season is on the line. Everybody knew what was on the line, what we had to do. And we said all the time, find a way. Whatever that way is, it may be different any given night. But we figured it out tonight.
I hope he has a better way on Sunday, because how he started this game, it was like, it's like playing Hangman. I haven't played Hangman since I was in third grade, but you start drawing the arms and the legs, draw a head, and the next thing you know, the guy is cooked. And watching that game, looking at Tatum, knowing that he started the game 0-for-10, he had 3 points going into the fourth quarter. In my head, I'm like, oh man, the Tatum is going to be eviscerated for the next, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months if the Boston Celtics get cooked tonight. Instead, Doc Rivers' head will maybe be on a stake if the Philadelphia 76ers don't come out and win on Sunday. Especially this, Joe Mazzulla, who is he's a terrible guy to listen to, but still entertaining. He had an answer for why Jason Tatum got hot in the fourth. Listen.
His poise got him going, and so the standard that is set for him to where if he's not scoring, he's not playing good basketball is wrong. And so he's had multiple games this series, and when he's at his best, he doesn't need to score. And I thought his communication to his teammates, I thought his defensive intensity, and I thought just his, even his force trying to drive the ball kept him in the game. And so he plays with a level of poise regardless of how the game is going.
Stop the nonsense. Oh, he's at his best when he doesn't score. Man, yeah, he is. He's at his best when he's scoring. That's what he does. Did you just hear the man? He said he's one of the best basketball players. I'm pretty sure if you asked him, hey, are you one of the best scorers? He's going to say, yeah. Nobody gives a damn about his rebounds.
Her intentions were good.
He's good at rebounding the basketball. He's good at passing the ball. People want to see him go out there and score the rock. Malcolm Brogdon, he spoke after the game about his teammate Jason Tatum, and Brogdon said, we don't need to pat this guy on the back to get him hyped up. He can just ball by himself.
He's not a guy that needs a lot of talking. He's a guy that's highly critical of himself and demands the highest level for himself. So we know he's always going to bounce back. He's resilient. He's a superstar. So he's going to make shots when we need him to make shots.
From the sixth man of the year, congratulations, Malcolm Brogdon. I got the Celtics at home on Sunday, Game 7. Home court advantage, I think the Boston Celtics have too many weapons. They are too deep. I also believe that Jason Tatum, although he had a crap game, he's capable of having a garbage game or a tale of two halves. He is the most dynamic player in this series. Joel Embiid will have to play like an MVP out of his mind, and he's going to have to get help from somewhere else. Are you going to look at James Harden to help you out? Are you expecting Maxey to go off for more than 30? And Joel Embiid is going to have to carry the load. And I'm not leaning towards Philadelphia up in Boston. I think Boston is going to close them out on Sunday. I think they're going to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Vlad is calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Vlad.
How you doing today, JR?
Good.
Yeah, man. I want to say congrats to the Celtics for getting a win tonight, man. I really needed that. You know, seeing them being inconsistent from the field, man, is making me struggle, man, watching this game. But I know Jason is trying and trying, man, but he's got to be better. But I'm glad he delivered in the fourth quarter, man.
You had some money on the game?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. Well unfortunately.
I always do, man. I stay dangerous like that. You know that.
Oh, I don't know what you do with your money. It's not my business. Now I do.
Well, I'm about to spend on your merch, so you tell me.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You could buy a T-shirt, and that could be your last dime. I have no idea.
Hey, I'm gonna buy the whole section. What you mean?
Okay. We'll stay tuned, Vlad. Who do you have winning Game 7?
It hates me to say it, but I think the Sixers might do it, man. They have a lot of momentum going in the next game, man. Because
the Sixers?
Yes, man.
The Sixers have. Wait. The Sixers have momentum. Going into Game 7, how?
Not momentum, but I think they can bounce back. I used the wrong word. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they can bounce back. Embiid is going to have to drop, I don't know, 40-something points. But we'll see what happens.
We'll see. See you later, JR. You be good, man.
You too, Vlad. Thank you for calling from Illinois. I was like, momentum? Like they just lost tonight. They couldn't muster more than 86 points. Harden was 4-16 from the field. I always have to point that out. 13, what is this number? Oh, my God. Yeah, James Harden. 13 points. 9 assists, 7 rebounds. Harden was 4-16 from the field. He was 0-6. James Harden might be already checking out for the season. He's probably planning trips to Vegas. He's going to go to Houston. He's going to go to China for a little while. You know, James Harden's just going James Harden, man. He's probably already on vacation. Doc Rivers, he talked about his team and why they sucked and blew this game.
It's a make-miss league, and they were 15 for 35 from the three, and we were 8 for 34. I would say we had a lot of wide-open threes. We didn't make them. I didn't like how we played overall offensively, though. Down the stretch, you know, got to play through your big fella more. Didn't think the ball went there. So I have to watch the film. But I just didn't think we had a game of great trust tonight. You know, I thought our guys all wanted to win. They played that way. And sometimes I think that gets in your way. And I thought that happened tonight.
Our guys wanted to win. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm so attentive to all the cliches now. Our guys wanted to win. Missoula talking about their intentions. Like, y'all lost. You heard Doc Rivers. 8 of 34 from downtown. That's a recipe just to go out there and lose and stink to join up. And so I think Boston is going to hold on and advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, look, Philadelphia can't have it all, right? They can't. And I'm not putting the Sixers in the dirt yet, but I don't think they'll win. Having the Eagles is enough. Be happy, be thrilled with them. A matter of fact, the Eagles, their schedule came out. The entire NFL schedule slate came out. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to get to more of your calls. And then I want to talk to you about some of the NFL schedule. I want to tell you about the Eagles. Tom Brady is even going to be honored. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they're going to have to find somewhere else to play. I will explain. We got a lot to do the rest of the night. And of course, right now, this minute, the Denver Nuggets are smacking the Suns, 71-45. Looks like the Suns season is going to come to an end tonight, unless there's a miracle. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't you move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, man, I love the message. It's one of the greatest songs that have ever been created here in this country, The Message. Iconic song. Shoutouts to Melly Mel. Anyway, the song has been sampled so many times. Ice Cube sampled the song. Coi Leray sampled the song. Girls as Players too. The beat is eternal. That beat ain't going anywhere. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Somebody is going somewhere on Sunday, and it could be the Celtics or the 76ers going home. I told you, if you're a fan in Philadelphia, you can't have it all. It's not completely putting the Sixers out to pasture, but you do have something to be optimistic about, and we know that is the Philadelphia Eagles. And I know, well, you can go ahead and look at the Phillies and what they did last year. Some room for optimism. At least the teams are competitive. The Eagles schedule came out. The Eagles are going to start their season week one at New England, September 10th. It's going to be a 4:30 start. And this is going to hold significance for the Eagles because Jalen Hurts is going to look across the field and he's going to go, oh, damn, they're honoring Tom Brady. You know, earlier today, Robert Kraft was on Good Morning Football. And he basically said that we, the New England Patriots, in our opening game, are going to honor Tom Brady. And so what's going to happen? Tom Brady's going to come out. He's going to get a standing ovation. He's going to say thank you. He will probably shed a tear. And then I will expect for the Philadelphia Eagles to run roughshod all over the New England Patriots. That's just how it goes. Robert Kraft extended it a little bit more. He made it very clear. This is going to be the first of many celebrations honoring the great Tom Brady. If you want to look at the Philadelphia Eagles schedule, they go from New England to Minnesota to Tampa Bay to Washington to Los Angeles. I would say their next huge game of note, October 15th, the Philadelphia Eagles will take on the New York Jets. They then take on the Dolphins, Washington, the Cowboys, Kansas City on November 20th, the Buffalo Bills the 26th, San Francisco the 3rd, the Cowboys again on the 10th, Seattle The New York Giants, the Cards, and the Giants again. So the Philadelphia Eagles, looking at their schedule, they're going to want to take advantage of some of these, I want to say, lesser teams to start the year before they really get deep later on. A matter of fact, the Philadelphia Eagles have the toughest strength of schedule based on last year's standings. Their opponents collectively have a 56% winning percentage dating back to last year. That's not always a full indicator of what will happen this upcoming season, but the Philadelphia Eagles, the season starts off easy, and it ends pretty hard on the difficult side. And so let's see what the Eagles can do, especially now that they brought in and drafted, it seems like, every Georgia Bulldog imaginable. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Clinton. Clinton is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How are you doing, JR?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a bold prediction for you, and
please,
I'm going to give you the reasons why behind it. I've got the Lions going 14-3 with the three losses of a combined of 5 points. I've got us losing to KC 27-24.
Okay.
We're going to lose to Los Angeles Chargers 28-27, and then we're going to lose to Minnesota in Minnesota 35-34. Other than that, I don't see anybody that's really going to scare me as far as losses are concerned.
Okay.
And JR, I want to give you an open invitation to the Special Olympic State Finals for the Unified Volleyball.
Nice.
June 1st and 2nd.
June 1st?
Central Michigan.
What? That's like tomorrow, man.
No, June 1st is a while away yet.
June 1st is a while away? This is May 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, June 1st, mm-hmm. June 1st and 2nd?
Yep, Thursday, yeah, Friday.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to make that, man.
No problem, buddy. I'll let you know when the softball season starts.
Well, thank you. I got a question, though, for you. Have you subscribed to the Agents of Inclusion podcast?
Yes, I have. I love it, JR.
Well, thank
and
you so much.
And honestly, I would actually love to have a sit-down with you. I have been a Special Olympic athlete now for 34 years.
Wow. That's big. What sports do you play? You said volleyball?
Volleyball, softball, unified basketball. I did track. I did swimming. I did speed skating.
Damn.
I was also a floor hockey player. There's not a whole lot of sports I haven't played.
Hey, Shep, he makes us feel like losers. I'm going to speak for both of us.
Clinton, you're an impressive young man. You know that?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a loser compared to you, Clinton. Hey, good on you.
And everything.
What?
No, JR, you're not a loser, dude. You are an amazing guy. And what you do for the Special Olympics and for our Special Olympic athletes is absolutely amazing. I couldn't thank you enough, dude. I really can't.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, good luck to your Lions. I don't know if they're going to have as much success as you think they will. I think maybe you need to go play quarterback, but yes, I think the Lions are on an up and up.
Oh, definitely.
Right,
you have a great night, JR.
You too. Shout out to my main man, Clinton, for calling from Michigan. If you haven't subscribed to the Agents of Inclusion podcast, just smack yourself, okay? I'm not as optimistic about the Lions as he is. I do believe that they are a better team, that they have arrived. And you know, well, I don't want to say you know you have arrived when, but you know you're decent. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to open up their season Thursday, September 7th. Not against the Bills, not against the Ravens, not against the Eagles. I just told you the Eagles are going to take on the Patriots. The Chiefs are going to open up the season Thursday night football against the Detroit Lions. Yeah, the same Lions that went 9-8. They won 8 out of their last 10 games. They're trying to make noise into the postseason. Dan Campbell, I guess he's having success biting kneecaps and I don't know. He's a wild dude. Congratulations to all my friends in Michigan who absolutely love the Lions and that Hawaii blue. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, we got everybody and their mother calling from Michigan tonight. Let's go to Flint. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Jackson. What's up, Jackson?
Hey, man. How are you doing tonight?
It's okay. I'm good.
I'm doing really good, man. So I just wanted to talk about actually, there's a couple things I could talk about. But how about KD and the Suns down, what is it, 30 in the first half against the Nuggets?
The score right now for everyone listening. Denver leads at halftime. Oh, my God. Denver leads at halftime. 81 to 51. You heard that correctly. 81 to 51, Denver leads Phoenix. Kevin Durant is 2 of 11 with 8 points. Devin Booker has 11. And Nikola Jokic in the first half, 20 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. Jokic is almost perfect from the field. He is 10 of 12. So, yes, Jackson, this is a beatdown going down in Phoenix.
Yeah, so it's funny you bring up Kevin Durant. That's because you know, for Kevin Durant, I he's not my favorite player, I would say, but I feel like, you know, he's been one of the best players in the game for a while, but this is, what, the second time in a row? Because in Brooklyn, Brooklyn lost in the second round, too, with Kevin Durant. So this is the second time that he's gone to a different team that has other superstars. Brooklyn had Kyrie, and now the Suns have Booker and Ayton and Chris Paul. This is the second time in a row he's gone to a team that's loaded with superstar talent that should make it to.
Well, Brooklyn was always an interesting match. Kevin Durant joins the team coming off of an Achilles tear. We basically move right into COVID. Kyrie Irving has to deal with COVID and his own injury history. James Harden comes in. They have a coach in Steve Nash that they might respect. And they played against him, some of them as a player. Well, all of them played against him as a player. Probably don't respect him as a coach. And the team goes into the toilet. I don't want to put Kevin Durant on the Suns and just go, well, this is another example of Durant going to a team and the place, you know, just going into the toilet. Because when he went, they have no depth. Like, we knew this from the minute and day that he arrived. Kevin Durant on the Suns with Booker and an older Chris Paul, it's nice if they stayed healthy. Well, guess who's hurt? Chris Paul is hurt. And the team already doesn't have depth. So I got to be honest. It's not all that surprising that they're losing. 30 points? Yeah, you don't predict that, but I'm not shocked that the Suns are on the verge of elimination.
Do you think the Nuggets are going to go to the finals, or do you think the Lakers, because I think the Lakers are going to probably close it out against the Warriors. Who do you think's the team coming out of the West?
That's tough. I don't care, assuming that Denver finishes this game off tonight and Denver advances to, let's say, the West Finals. I think we're going to see a 7-game series. I don't care if it is.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't care if it's Golden State or the Lakers. I think the series is going to be good.
Yeah, so I totally agree.
Thank you, Jackson.
Yep. You have a good night, man.
You too. Yeah, it's going to be good. That's all I care about. Like, I don't even want to dive too deep into, well, Denver plays the Lakers, who wins? Or if Denver plays Golden State, who wins? This is the beautiful part. There ain't no easy answer. You got to really think about it because it's going to be close either way. Adam is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
Hello. So this schedule makes me so happy because my Bills are playing in London. Air Canada has already booked, I think, 10 planes to go over that weekend.
Are you going to London to see the game?
Absolutely.
Nice, man. Have you been over there before?
Oh, I worked on the Antiques Roadshow, so yes.
Oh, nice. Wait a minute. You worked on Antiques Roadshow?
Yes.
Wow. That's a big deal. Did you ever steal anything? You ever steal anything important?
Yes, the books they keep at their feet. See, I ruined it for you, didn't I?
Go ahead.
So one of the things, I'd also like to make a plug for somebody doing a charity raise for St. Jude's Hospital in Nashville.
Okay.
Which is Tom Grossi Posse. And he's going he's doing 30 stadiums in 30 days, and he's asking for $5. So nothing major.
Okay.
And he's hoping to raise $100,000 for St. Jude's.
Okay. That's a beautiful endeavor. Well, thank you, Adam, for sharing that.
Thank you. Okay, you have a wonderful time. And remember, they drive on the other side in London, so if you come over, be careful.
Yeah, I've spent a good amount of time over there, Adam. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't drive in Europe. I don't got no time, patience, and I value my life. Nobody wants me driving in London. When I'm in London, even in the passenger side, which is on the other side, I'm like, man, I don't need this. And they out there driving stick on the opposite side. I don't know what's going on. And the lines are all zigzagged and crossed. Look, here in America, we got a solid yellow line. We got solid, we got single white. We got a lot of lines here. But we don't got no damn zigzag lines. Everything in London and Europe, zigzag this and zigzag that. I enjoy my life. I'm trying to stay alive. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to come back, get some more of your calls. And you know what? He just mentioned London. The Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be out there for two games in consecutive weeks for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I have some news for you as well. The Jags, over the next several years, they're going to have to find someplace else to play because that rat-infested stadium that they play in, and no, that wasn't a joke. No, that wasn't an exaggeration. The stadium down in Jacksonville is rat-infested. That needs to be remodeled. I'm going to tell you about the Jags. We'll talk some more basketball. I'm going to get to your calls. We're going to talk more schedule.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, this show should be on primetime radio so more people can, you know, catch a whiff of this dialogue, and I appreciate that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
This is primetime. I got more people listening to this show than, I mean, there's a lot of people that listen. Understand this is primetime. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The NFL is primetime, right? Deciding to drop their schedule and make it a big deal. The NFL dropping their schedule, letting you know that you got a game on Christmas Eve, and you got three games on Christmas, and you got a Black Friday game. We got games every day. NFL is primetime. You know, before we went to break with this schedule release, one of our callers said he has already booked his tickets to go out to London to see the Jacksonville Jaguars. And so good on the Jags, because they're actually a team that people want to see play now. You got Trevor Lawrence. He's the quarterback. Hopefully he is their guy for the next 10-plus years. And so the Jaguars, for the first time in more than 10 years, a decade, they're going to play a game on Sunday night and Monday. They're going to host the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday, December 4th. And then they're going to play the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday, December 17th. And so that'll be pretty cool to watch. This is what you do need to know. They got two games back-to-back in London. The Jacksonville Jaguars have been going over there more than everybody else. I think a big part of it is Shad Khan, who owns the Jacksonville Jaguars, wanted to, you know, make some money and get some fans out in the United Kingdom as, yeah, for a while. Like, people were not showing up to see the Jaguars play, and why would they? And then second of all, the people who did show up were pretty much wearing bags over their heads. And so to go over to Europe at that point in time was going to be more lucrative than just sitting in front of a stadium with nobody. And so this season, October 1st, they take on Atlanta, who's back in London the last time they played the New York Jets, and then the Buffalo Bills. So back-to-back, the Jacksonville Jaguars will be playing in London. We did have a caller last night. If I remember correctly, it is Bob from Maryland. He was not too keen on the NFL playing and hosting games overseas in London, as he believed that every game needed to be held here in the United States of America. Well, if the NFL can make money elsewhere, then damn it, they're going to go ahead and do it. And that's not the only news that came out today for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're going to be playing two games back-to-back in London. I would say it's a vacation, but it's not. Overall, in a couple of years, the Jaguars are going to have to play their home games someplace else because their actual home games at TIAA Bank Stadium, whatever the hell they call it now, it needs to be renovated. And if you've been in there recently, it really does. It's a concrete dump. I've been in there for the Florida-Georgia games, and I go in and I want to leave. And you probably also heard via the player surveys that the stadium has a rat problem. A rat problem in the locker rooms for the players, a rat problem with the concessions. The practice facility for the Jacksonville Jaguars is also connected to the stadium. The place needs more than a remodel. It needs to be torn down, but they're just going to fix it up just a little bit. And so the team, it needs to go play somewhere else for two seasons, likely 2025 and 2026, while the stadium is undergoing renovations. Where the hell would they play? You think the Jaguars are going to play all their games in London? I don't think so. They can go to Orlando. Gainesville would be closest, playing in Gatorland. In Tallahassee, I'd say a little too far away. I would think Gainesville would be a good bet for the Jaguars for the next 2 years, or maybe they even increase how many games they play in London. Why not? Especially if the Jags are good. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, what do you think about more games in London? I know the NFL, yes, they've already tried out NFL Europe. Should the Jags spend more time over there? We're going to have that conversation more as well. Let's go ahead and pick up the phones. Jeff, he's calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jeff?
How you doing, JR? Thanks for taking my call.
Good, man. Thank you. What's up?
You are primetime, by the way. I think you're the Denzel Washington of radio. Very cool. Always cool. Anyway,
thanks.
I forgot. I'm from Chicago originally, and, man, can you refresh my memory why the Bulls lost Jimmy Butler, and what do you think they would be like if they had him today?
What would the Bulls be like with Jimmy? Well, I think if the Bulls had Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Butler, A, he wanted money, and the Chicago Bulls at that point were going nowhere. You might remember some guy named Derrick Rose blew out his damn kneecaps. But we can live in the past. Any team that has Jimmy Butler, you see, they're going to ball out. They're going to play. He can rub people the wrong way, like a young team full of bums like the Minnesota Timberwolves at the time. But Jimmy Butler's a gamer. There's no better way to describe it, man.
I got one other question for you that you're just talking about the NFL and London and whatnot. Do you think that they are trying to bring the NFL to Europe or London, per se, the way that Europe brought soccer to America? What's the deal?
What's the last part? Who brought what to America?
Europe
soccer?
Brought soccer
MLS?
To America, and we're trying to bring football, American football, to Europe.
And in an ideal world, yeah. And it's easy for us to think about in terms of like right now and what's going on this year and next year and 5 and 10 years. This is a longer plan. Think about when Pelé came over here with the Cosmos, okay? We're talking about the 70s. Think about MLS. Think about where MLS was 30 years ago. And look at where we're at now with MLS. And it's still growing. Do I think that we'll ever have that type of imprint in Europe? I don't think so. I don't believe I'll see it in my lifetime. But it's obvious. The NFL is trying to put an imprint in Europe. Do they create a European division? Do they say, here are 8 teams, and after the Super Bowl, there is a world-type series? I don't know. I just don't ever find it to be feasible because I don't believe that you're going to have talent here in the United States of America who are going to wake up and say, well, yeah, I'm just going to move my whole life to play in Europe. So it's tricky. Maybe it's another developmental league. I just don't see it. The interest is not there. Football, as in soccer, is a global game. The United States of America, whether people like it or not, it is a very diverse country. And so we do have a lot of folks who are from here and outside who love football, who love soccer. The sentiment is not the same in Europe. It's still nascent. It's still growing. I wouldn't bet on it.
I think the long play is a good call. JR, thank you for everything you do, man. You really crush it. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you. Thank you to everybody listening out in San Diego. It's tough, man. Like, what's the NFL going to do in Europe? Like, you have hardcore fans who stay up late at night. And when I mean stay up late at night, we're talking about from the East Coast to the West Coast. Like, they are, well, they can be 5 to 8 hours, 5 to 9 hours ahead of us. And so right now in Europe, it's already the morning time. And so if you think about somebody watching, you know, Denver and Phoenix, it's already, I don't know, like 3, 4, 5, 6 in the morning. And the game's already in the third quarter. And by the way, Denver is still smacking them at this point. What's the score right now? 91-65. Denver is just beating that ass. And so it really takes a commitment to say, man, I'm going to watch the NFL, or I'm going to watch the marquee game on Monday night or Sunday night. And so do I think the NFL is going to grow in Europe the way that soccer is growing here? No, I don't. Because the other element is football overseas, it's cultural. It's ingrained in the culture. And I don't think a competitor like competitive tackle football is going to have the same legs. I think a lot of people look at the sport as stupid, as barbaric. They call it hand egg. It's like, hey, we got rugby. I think rugby, and the stats probably bear true, rugby is probably even safer if you go ahead and take a look at the numbers and the stats. So NFL can do what it wants to do in trying to, you know, push the game in London and Germany. Hey, get the money where you can. That's the name of the game. If the NFL could take games to, I don't know, South Africa, where rugby is huge, I'm sure they do it. But there ain't no cash there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk more about the NFL and its schedule release. I do want to spend more time. Do you think the NFL is viable in Europe? And we'll talk about Denver smacking the hell out of Phoenix. We'll hear from Joel Embiid on the other side as well. CBS Sports Radio.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts. The iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
I'm JR of the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm also the host of the new podcast, Agents of Inclusion. We talk to a different Special Olympics athlete every week to learn how sports can bring us together.
We're bringing both the disability and non-disability community to one community. All one people, one family.
Took me a little while, but I decided to claim autism as my superpower. When you hear the word autism, don't let that hinder you from doing whatever it is that you want to do.
That's what Special Olympics tells you. You get involved in sport, but then you take it from the playing field out into real life.
Family means to me community, acceptance, love, embracing a person just as they are. That's what Special Olympics did for me.
It's all about family. Subscribe to Agents of Inclusion on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me, bet for free.